Welcome. Welcome to the Cybertruck delivery event. So, I'm going to do it from the back of the truck here. So once in a long while, a product comes along that is rare. That is, once every 5 to 10 years, something really special, a really unusual product comes along. And we'll remember those special moments. But these things are rare. It's very rare that a product comes along that is seemingly impossible, that people said was impossible, that experts said was impossible. And this is one of those times. We have a car here that experts said was impossible, that experts said would never be made, that it really is the most... I think it's our best product. I think it's the most unique thing on the road. And finally, the future will look like the future. So what we're aiming for here is something that has, that's more truck than truck. And so what we have here is something that is a better truck than a truck, while also being a better sports car than a sports car in the same package. First of all, they talk about how, you know, trucks are tough. That's one of the defining characteristics of a truck. So how tough is this truck? Let's find out. So we actually had to come up with a special ultra-strong Tesla-designed steel alloy. So this alloy, this metal did not exist before. We needed something that you could actually manufacture, but that would be have basically no corrosion, that didn't need paint, but you can still make it in volume. And part of the reason that it has this angular shape is you can't actually stamp these body panels. The body panels would break the stamping machine. Oh, and I should say also, because of the steel exoskeleton, it actually has more torsional rigidity than a sports car. It has more torsional stiffness than a McLaren P1. So that's a big deal. Now, you may remember an incident 4 years ago. Didn't quite go as planned. And Franz, maybe we should try it again. Yeah. Great. I mean, I think we could probably have a pro pitcher love it if it still work. You don't have to worry about like rocks hitting the glass and cracking the glass. This glass is basically rock-proof. It also makes the car very quiet. So it's the thing that you'll appreciate when you drive the car is how smooth and quiet it is. It doesn't feel like a normal truck. It's smooth as silk and silent when you drive it. And then things like rollover, because the center of gravity is so low, it doesn't roll over. And if you're ever in an argument with another car, you will win. You know, and so people say, like, well, you know, why did you make it bulletproof? I'm like, why not? How tough is your truck? Because the other trucks, the bullets go through both sides. You know, you never know when the apocalypse could come along at any moment. And at here at Tesla, we have the finest in apocalypse technology. I was on the Joe Rogan show, and Joe bet me a dollar that his armor-piercing steelhead arrow would go through the car. He owes me a dollar. Strength is great, but is this perhaps just a show truck, just a showpiece, or can it do actual work? How does it work as a real everyday truck? Well, here we have the future towing the future. If you can fit any cargo in the trunk or in the bed, you can basically move it around. So it's got over a ton of payload capability, but you could really put more than that in it. You can tow over 11,000 pounds, and it's got a super tough composite bed, no liner needed. The bed is 6 foot long, 4 foot wide, and you can fit 4 by 8 pieces of plywood in with the back down. For those who are really into the truck world, there's something in the truck world called a truck pull. This is really the key test of how much power does your truck actually have. So you have to pull this 40,000-pound sled. And when we went to the track, we said, well, what's the best that you've seen? I said, well, it'd be the Ford F-350 diesel. It was like, well, let's put our truck up against that. The guy who runs the truck pool said, there's no way. There's no way. It's like, well, let's try it. Let's see what happens. So this, you have here a car that is, bullet tough, like that phrase, TM, and can outpull an F-350 diesel, has a massive towing capacity, massive bed. It's basically an incredibly useful truck. It's not just some grandstanding showpiece, like me. It's actually very useful. So this, I should say, it has an adaptive air suspension. So no matter what the load is, it can set the ride height at any at low height, anything. It'll automatically adjust the damping according to how much load it's carrying and the road conditions. It has a 17-inch ground clearance. That's a true 17 inches. Typically with a truck, you'll get the differential hanging down low, the rear differential. And that's what you'll high side on a rock, but this has a completely flat bed, so you could drive over basically anything. We actually took the Cybertruck on a Baja rally drive, so this is insane off-road capability. It has locking differentials, rear torque vectoring, and the crazy thing is it'll do this all in comfort. It has steer-by-wire, which is, it's one of the things where most people don't know what that means, but it's how modern jets are designed. The steer-by-wire, which gives you variable gain. So if you turn the wheel the steering yoke a small amount in the parking lot, it will turn the wheels a lot. But if you turn it on a highway, it turns the wheels a small amount. So it dynamically adjusts how much the wheels turn according to what your speed is, and this actually makes it very easy to drive. It has a turning circle less than a Model S, and then there's a lot of advanced details under the skin. It's the first time that a car is moving to a 48-volt low voltage architecture from 12 volts, which has been around for 100 years. We have Ethernet comms, distributed controllers, allows for 70% less wire in the car, and it's really the internals are as advanced as the externals. It's a whole new step change in the technology. So let's take it to the racetrack and see how does the Cybertruck perform against a Porsche 911. And I should say this is an actual Porsche. We literally just got it from the dealer. 2023 Porsche 911. We'll be right back. But wait, there's more. It can tow a Porsche 911 across a quarter mile faster than the Porsche 911 can go by itself. I should say tougher than bullets. Tow pretty much anything. Faster than a 911 while towing a 911. So, and deliveries begin now. Thank you.